Հանուն հոր եւ որ հոր եւ հոգուին սրբով ամեն Today in the Armenian Church we remember the remembrance of Elijah the remembrance of Elijah and this is a unique holiday a unique day in the Armenian Church calendar because it is a Sunday As I've preached before and I hope you remember the Armenian Church calendar is unique in all of Christendom We are the only church that has a calendar that moves from year to year. It is not set. It constantly is changing. This is why every year people ask, when is the Feast of St. Sarkis? And I always say, let me check the calendar. And people usually say, oh, you don't know? But it can be one of 36 days because it constantly is moving. And the entire church calendar revolves around the Feast of the Resurrection, Easter. And because Easter moves, our entire calendar moves. This also means that in the Armenian Church, a saint can only be remembered. A saint, a prophet, a martyr, a virgin, an apostle, or a patriarch can only be remembered on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Wednesdays and Fridays are fasting days, always. And Sundays are called Dominical Days, the Lord's Day. And in Armenian, the word is Kiragi, which comes from Greek, which means of the Lord. So the question arises, why do we remember Elijah, a prophet, on a Sunday? This is not usual. This is not supposed to happen. And the answer is very simple. If we read the story of Elijah in the book of Kings, he never dies. All the other saints, all the apostles, all the prophets, they all die. But Elijah does not. Elijah is taken up into heaven in fiery chariots and does not die. And even in the Hokianchis, in the Requiem service at the end of church, the song says, we pray for those who are in paradise with Elijah and Enoch, this is another one who doesn't die, who are growing old like doves, because they did not die. They are waiting in heaven for us. There are lots of stories of Elijah in the book of Kings, but one of the most moving we hear is when the Lord says to Elijah that I am going to go to a mountain and I'm going to speak to you there, Mount Horeb. I'm going to go there, I'm going to speak to you, and you have to wait for me. He goes and he waits, and he is so depressed, he wants to die. And God says, don't. I'm going to come, I'm going to speak to you, and I will come. He says, there will be a great and powerful wind, so great and powerful that the rocks will shatter, but I will not be in that wind. He says, then there will be an earthquake that will shake the earth, but I will not be in that either. Then there will be a huge fire, and I will not be in that fire. But then, he says, there will be a soft, calm, zephyr wind, and I will be found in that. So often we think that when God speaks to us, or we want God to speak to us in a boisterous voice from heaven, the heavens are supposed to open up and we shall see him and he will talk to us. But God doesn't talk to us that way. God speaks to us quietly in our hearts. And he speaks to us in silence and in prayer. It's very hard to pray. We know this. And this is not new. It's very hard to pray today. In this world we live in, and even in the ancient world, the church fathers talk about this and say how difficult it is to pray. Because every time we start to pray, a thought comes into our mind and it distracts us. It distracts us from focusing on God and communing with God. And the church fathers ask the question, why? Why is this the case? Why is it so hard to pray? Why is it so hard to be in the present? And the answer is because we don't really live in the present. We're constantly living in the past or in the future. All of us, when we think about it, we're constantly thinking, okay, this thing happened. It happened. It's over. But when I was, the famous first words of a sentence, when I was younger, when I was healthier, when I was skinnier, when I had more hair, when I had blacker hair, when I had richer hair, when I was, I keep talking about hair, when I was wealthier, when I did this, we constantly talk about the past and think about the past, and we end up living in the past. Or we live in the future, and we think about the future with worries and fears. We say, what is going to happen tomorrow? What am I going to do next week? Where am I going to be in a month? What's going to happen in my job? What am I going to cook today? When am I going to clean the house? When am I going to see this person? Constantly thinking about the future. And the church fathers say these are all wrong things to think about, because the past no longer exists. It's over. It's done. And the future does not exist. It's an imagination. It's something we dream up. It does not have a reality. The present is the only thing that is real. And it is so hard to live in the present. But that is where God is found, in the present. Not in the past that doesn't exist anymore, and not in the future that has not yet to exist, but only in the present. And the church fathers say this is the problem that we live in. This is why we don't hear God's voice so much anymore. Because God doesn't speak in the past to us. And he doesn't speak in the future to us. He speaks now, in the present, to us. Very few people, unfortunately, stop to live in the present moment. And we hear this very often, especially on social media. People say, and give us advice, live in the present. That's wonderful advice. Very hard to do, but it's something we need to strive to do. And very, very few people look at their spiritual condition. If we think about it, many of us say, oh, I'm doing just fine. My spiritual life, my prayer life, okay. Up there with Jesus. I'm really good. I'm very good. But if we think about it and we really look at ourselves, our spiritual life and our prayer life is very often sick. And we're in denial about it. We don't want to look at it. We say a couple of prayers that we've memorized throughout our lives, and then we start to think about other things. Again, the things of the past or the things of the future. And remember, God does not live in the past, which does not exist anymore. And God does not live in the future, which is not yet, has not happened yet. It's our imagination. God lives in the present. In the book of Exodus, Moses goes to the burning bush, and God speaks to him and tells him to go and take all of his people out of Egypt. And Moses says, what name shall I say? Whose name shall I say that sent me? Because back then there were many gods. Which God are you? And God responds in English. The translation is, I am. In Armenian, it's a little different. It says, I am the God who is. E is. Both of them have the same meaning. They're in the present tense. Anyone who's learned a language before knows how difficult it is to learn another language, especially when you go into the verbs. There's different tenses. There's past, present, future, past participles, subjunctive, obligative, and all these different things. But this is in the present tense. I am. He does not say, I was the God that did this, this, and this. He does not say, I am the God who will do this, 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 and this. I am the God who is. I exist. I am here in the present. And if you want to know me, you must live in the present too. It's a scary reality that we must face, that we have to live in the present, that we have to put away all of the worries and fears that try and drag us back or try to push us forward. It's unfortunate because in the world we live today, society is either dragging us into the past, telling us this is what you've done in the past and this is what is wrong with you, or society is telling us you have to prepare for the future because these things are going to happen and try to scare us. We as Christians have been called out of this world. We are not supposed to conform to this world, live in this world. We are supposed to be separate from the world. That means we are not supposed to live in the past of people hurting us and using us and making us feel bad. And we are not supposed to live in the future with worries and fears of what might happen one day. We are called to live in the present. Live here today. And it is only by living in the present that we are able to live with God, the one who is.